to shut us down, down. Gonna be hard to shut us down, down, down. Down, down. Gonna be hard to shut us down, down, down.
Welcome to the Sound of Faith radio broadcast, heard every weekday at 12:45. Right here on the Kingdom Keys Network. So glad you tuned in today, because this week is a special set of broadcasts that I'm going to bring you all week long. You don't want to miss it. Damon Thompson is a preacher affiliated with Karen Wheaton Ministries. You can go to theramp.org for more information on his ministry and Karen Wheaton's ministry. You will be blessed by staying tuned right here. I promise you, it is not hype. It is reality. Listen to this message about Jonah.
We're going to attempt to pull, y'all don't know much about this, but my generation will. We're going to attempt to pull Jonah down off the flannel graph and make him more of a story of a man who got swallowed by a fish. And we're going to look for some theology here to show us what the Holy Spirit's doing. I'm going to preach this in segments tonight. And we're going to begin reading chapter 1. Let me just give you a little background. The story of Jonah is a great story of revival. But before we get to the great story of revival, the story of Jonah initiates as a tragic story of disobedience. All sin is disobedience to the Word of God, period. All sin is disobedience to the Word of God. The root of disobedience is rebellion, and the root of rebellion is self. So the root of all sin is selfishness. It is choosing to do what I want to do instead of what God's Word says to do. Period. You can take that in many different veins and directions and see a myriad of different perspectives. But ultimately, your sin is saying, I would rather do what I want to do than what God says I'm supposed to do. Period. It's not natural. It's not common. It's not something everybody deals with at your age. There are some people that have overcome what you are personally now surrendering to. God would never tell you that you could live this standard if He was not going to give you the supernatural capabilities to carry out the living of that standard. Jonah's name in Hebrew is Jonah. It means dove. We know that the Holy Spirit is likened unto a dove in Jesus' baptism, remember? The Holy Spirit descends as a dove. The voice of the Father says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We get the concentration of the Trinity in a moment of baptism, showing us, first of all, that God was desperately interested in the 3.5-year journey Jesus was about to make. But as much as He was interested in that, He was showing us His confirmation over the concept of being baptized. Some of you may learn some more about this tomorrow as we talk more and more about baptism, what it means to be baptized. We get the concentration of the Trinity involved in this one great event. The Holy Spirit descends as a dove. The dove of the Holy Spirit cannot be disobedient, but the intended carrier of the dove can be. So Jonah's life, and I won't go real deep into this, but I want to touch it because it's going to provide some perspective later. Jonah's life becomes a picture of the operation of the dove. Jonah is sent by God to a city of Nineveh to bring conviction and repentance, which is the very job of the Holy Spirit. Revival is the activity of the Holy Spirit. The church cannot ask for revival and not embrace the moving of the Holy Spirit. Jonah means dove. So we are going to learn in a little while tonight that Jonah was supposed to be carrying such a move of the Holy Spirit on the inside of him that when he stepped his feet on the ground of the land called Nineveh, a great revival was supposed to break out. But when you are in disobedience, you are costing the people around you the activity of the dove that you're supposed to be carrying. Your disobedience is not just between you and God, Jonah. If you carry the dove, you're expected to live according to a higher standard. If you carry the dove, to whom much is given, much is required. If the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead has quickened your mortal body, then you are held to a different set of standards, because your life could mean the difference between somebody else living in heaven or hell, and that is too big a deal for you to play around. Jonah. His name means dove. And he becomes a picture of how disobedience can thwart revival. It is the job of the Holy Spirit to glorify Jesus and bring him glory by providing man with necessary conviction to produce change. No man comes to repentance unless the Spirit of the Lord would draw him there. Jonah was intended to bust open a flood of repentance into Nineveh, but when the man who is carrying the dove is operating in disobedience, people are missing the necessary conviction. When we do not embrace the move of the Holy Spirit in the church, the Bible says the job of the Holy Spirit is to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. And the reason why the current church does not preach about sin or judgment to come or the need for righteousness is because these ideas are coming from boardrooms and board meetings and church growth conferences, and they are not coming from the Holy Spirit. Because when the dove is running the church, we will not be allowed to stay in sin. When you are called to, through the Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus and bring men to repentance, there are radical repercussions to your disobedience. I want you to know that you are absolutely as Spirit-filled, Bible-believing, water-baptized Christians expected to live according to a completely different set of standards than the people around you. And we have become the mirror in the church of the most perverse culture in the history of the world. We look just like our enemy. We talk like them. We watch what they watch. We go where they go. That we say what they say. We look exactly like the world, but we have an addendum on Sunday morning to make us feel better about the fact that we are living in absolute compromise Monday through Saturday. And I'm looking for a generation that's tired of playing that game, that is tired of looking like their enemy, that's tired of living in sin, and say, tonight, everything changed. I feel the spirit of Elijah in my belly tonight. I feel him here tonight, friend. We're not going to tell you that you can live however you want to live, and at the end, God will ignore it. I'm here to tell you that we have a responsibility. People are watching you. You're fixing to start back to school. I don't think it's any accident that you are at the conference that precedes the launching of you back into your school. You're not going in there the way you did last year. I'm going to say it right now. Huh? Oh, ho, ho, ho. You're not going in there like you did last year. You're not going in there to play games. You're not going in there to follow the culture. You're going in there with a spirit of revival to turn it upside down. I want you to know there are radical repercussions to your disobedience. And I want you to know there could be radical fruit to your obedience. I want you to know that you could heal the sick if you quit playing around. Quit letting the dove be a blessing. Quit letting the dove be a chill bump. Truth of the matter is, quit letting the dove be a dove. Gentle and meek and unassuming, the dove is God. Holy Spirit is God living in man. And I want to read to you, I feel such an anointing. Wow, wow, wow. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 says, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, not great like we think great, but large, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah arose to flee from Tarshish, from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God, and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down into the lowest parts of the ship, had laid down, and was fast asleep. I want to tell you that disobedience initiates a downward journey that if repentance does not come, you will ultimately hit bottom. Let me show you something that I find fascinating in verse 3. But Jonah arose to flee Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Understand what Jonah is leaving. Understand what Jonah is leaving is the presence of the Lord. He went down. Where did he go? He went down. Say down. To Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went. He went down. Hallelujah. To Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish and paid the fare and went down into the ship. And then we get to verse 5. Show me verse 5. Then the mariners were afraid. Every man cried out to his God and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone. Disobedience will never take you to the top, friend. When you operate in disobedience, you begin a downward journey that ultimately leads to you hitting rock bottom. And the sooner you recognize that you're moving in the wrong direction and cry out to God, the quicker you get to get repositioned back into your purpose. Disobedience initiates a downward journey that if repentance does not come, you will ultimately hit bottom. Lust, when it is conceived, brings forth sin. Sin, when it is mature, brings forth death. There are consequences, and you are not steady. Understand that if you are not in hot pursuit of a greater level of relationship with God, that the disobedience that you're currently operating in is taking you down, 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 down. I don't know if Jonah realized he was going down when he was going down, but I can read it and easily see that 3 times in 5 chapters the Bible said the man's going down. The reason why we continue in sin is because we have a misconception of the grace and mercy of God, and we believe that God's grace means that we are allowed to get pardon from our sin. But I'm telling you, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Those that sow to the flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. Those that sow to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap everlasting life. If you continue to sow seeds of disobedience, you will at some point in your life eat the fruit of the seed of disobedience. Down, down, down.
For more information about partnering with Karen Wheat Ministries and The Ramp, please visit our website, theramp.org. Together, we can awaken a generation.
You're listening to the Sound of Faith radio broadcast. I'm featuring this week a sermon from Damon Thompson. He's affiliated with The Ramp Ministries. That's Karen Wheaton's ministry. You can go to theramp.org to find more information about that. For more information about this show, or if you want to listen to a show you've missed or download one to your computer, it's simple. Go to kingdomkeysradio.org/soundoffaith. That's kingdomkeysradio.org/soundoffaith. Now, I want to thank Hair by Cheyenne for support of this ministry.
Hi, I'm Cheyenne Charter. It is my desire to serve the Lord with my gifts, talents, and abilities. I do not consider this to be just a job, but an opportunity to share the truth of the gospel message. I specialize in haircuts, color, perms, or the look for that special occasion. My phone number is 806-335-5031. By appointment only.
I'm almost out of time today, but before I go, I want to remind you of something. If you won't give up in your walk with God, there's nothing and there's no one that can stop you or shut you down. God.